You'll hear five careers advisors talking to young people who are preparing for their first interview for a job. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F which piece of advice each speaker gives. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
When the company invites you to attend an interview, it means that the company is interested in you because they've looked at all the information you've given them about yourself and they probably think you've got a number of strong points. So, now it's your turn to show an interest in them. So, if the organisation is, say, a car manufacturer, you need to ask yourself what kind of cars it makes, how they differ from the rest. Read the newspapers for details about their expansion plans, new products and developments, and keep a record of all the important points.
Speaker 2.
Well, employers are, of course, looking for ability, for useful skills. Think carefully of every corner of your daily life for examples of initiative, teamwork, verbal and written communication skills. Remember, for example, when you organised an event at school. Employers want people who get things done, so it's useful to note these down and keep them handy. What I mean is, don't concentrate on the things you feel you're not so good at. If, say, your computer skills are not top of the range, chances are the job will be offered to you anyway, on condition that you do some training to upgrade those skills.
Speaker 3.
You'll have to answer a lot of questions. Interviewers almost always want to know why. Why you did that course. Why you decided not to go to university next year. What kind of leisure activities you like and why. You'll have no trouble answering such questions. Now, it's advisable to be realistic when it comes to talking about your problem areas. Maybe skills you haven't quite mastered. Your family and friends may tell you not to worry, but the truth is, you need to be able to show what action you are taking to reach the standard the company requires. You need to be prepared for that.
Speaker 4.
Before you applied for this job, you probably thought carefully about what the company could offer you and what you could give them. Spending long hours reading all their literature won't help you because you may still be unprepared for a question they're likely to ask. What made you choose them? It is worthwhile remembering that, well, say the company's an airline, you're not applying so as to have worldwide travel opportunities. Although, of course, you can express your interest in the travel industry. You need to know what to say, so give it some thought in advance.
Speaker 5.
When you're asked questions, try to avoid giving one-word answers. It's easy to do this when you're a bit nervous. When asked about leisure interests, for example, responses such as reading or sport tell them very little about you. While I'm a member of a rugby club, I'm a drummer in a band, say much more. This also shows more enthusiasm, and the people interviewing you may conclude that you're really very interested in getting this job. It's a good idea to think of what to say and practice your answers with a friend so you can show off all your skills on the day.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
When the company invites you to attend an interview, it means that the company is interested in you because they've looked at all the information you've given them about yourself and they probably think you've got a number of strong points. So, now it's your turn to show an interest in them. So, if the organisation is, say, a car manufacturer, you need to ask yourself what kind of cars it makes, how they differ from the rest. Read the newspapers for details about their expansion plans, new products and developments, and keep a record of all the important points.
Speaker 2.
Well, employers are, of course, looking for ability, for useful skills. Think carefully of every corner of your daily life for examples of initiative, teamwork, verbal and written communication skills. Remember, for example, when you organised an event at school. Employers want people who get things done, so it's useful to note these down and keep them handy. What I mean is, don't concentrate on the things you feel you're not so good at. If, say, your computer skills are not top of the range, chances are the job will be offered to you anyway, on condition that you do some training to upgrade those skills.
Speaker 3.
You'll have to answer a lot of questions. Interviewers almost always want to know why. Why you did that course. Why you decided not to go to university next year. What kind of leisure activities you like and why. You'll have no trouble answering such questions. Now, it's advisable to be realistic when it comes to talking about your problem areas. Maybe skills you haven't quite mastered. Your family and friends may tell you not to worry, but the truth is, you need to be able to show what action you are taking to reach the standard the company requires. You need to be prepared for that.
Speaker 4.
Before you applied for this job, you probably thought carefully about what the company could offer you and what you could give them. Spending long hours reading all their literature won't help you because you may still be unprepared for a question they're likely to ask. What made you choose them? It is worthwhile remembering that, well, say the company's an airline, you're not applying so as to have worldwide travel opportunities. Although, of course, you can express your interest in the travel industry. You need to know what to say, so give it some thought in advance.
Speaker 5.
When you're asked questions, try to avoid giving one-word answers. It's easy to do this when you're a bit nervous. When asked about leisure interests, for example, responses such as reading or sport tell them very little about you. While I'm a member of a rugby club, I'm a drummer in a band, say much more. This also shows more enthusiasm, and the people interviewing you may conclude that you're really very interested in getting this job. It's a good idea to think of what to say and practice your answers with a friend so you can show off all your skills on the day.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.